Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first up, should we be more cautious about building more roads to ease congestion? That is the suggestion from Trinity Professor Brian Caulfield, who says that traffic modelling features a concept known as induced demand. This principle dictates that when a new road is built or an existing one is widened, the initial reduction in travel time eventually encourages more people to drive, leading to traffic volumes returning to or indeed exceeding prior congestion levels. Shane, what do you make of it?
I agree with Brian. I don't have an ideological opposition to road building or whatever, but I do think we do need a change in thinking. Like, when you go back to the M50, Kira, we built an orbital road. Then what do? We built four large shopping centres along at Dundrum, Tallaght, Blanchardstown, Liffey Valley, and then we're surprised, and we have a whole load of development. We still have people arguing the Children's Hospital should have been built along the M50. We don't actually understand how planning works, how good planning works, and I think we need to get away from this idea that, you know, driving from door to door is a solution to everything. It's about public transport. It's about planning our housing better. It's about building within the M50 as opposed to going outwards. As I say, not ideologically opposed to new roads. But if that's the way we're thinking, then we've learned nothing from the last 30 years.
I can't argue with a single thing you've said. And I do think that development within the M50 makes infinite sense. But unfortunately, if you look at how development has occurred, it is a sprawl from Louth to Wexford and out to the west in the same kind of
to Mullingar and beyond.
Yeah, all of cabin. That. And I'm on the M50 sometimes because where I live, it's one of the ways you have to get anywhere, really, to be honest. And it could be at any time of the day or night gridlock. I was on it recently at about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was wall to wall, both sides, three lanes, barely moving.
That's your four shopping centres.
Both sides. Like, this wasn't rush hour. This wasn't the commute. This wasn't any. This was the middle of the day. And I was like, my God. And it wasn't lashing rain or anything. So it is really problematic. And for people who live where I live and lots of other places, getting to the airport and everything is a nightmare. So unfortunately, what I do think, and Brian Caulfield, who we interview quite regularly on the show, and I think is absolutely expert in what he says, it strikes me as I think we need both. I think we need oodles of public transport, yes, but it's not going to get me to the airport, is it? Because I live in Wicklow, so I'm going to be on the M50 along with what would seem to me to be tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other cars. And I kind of wonder, do we need both rather than public transport that won't serve lots of us because we are living with the sprawl that we have?
Well, we did have a plan to bring the metro all the way to the south side.
Would have been amazing.
But that was stymied by local opposition. So,
infuriating.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Do we need to build another, a new M50, an outer orbital route? Or do we need to just go with the public transport route? Let us know what you think. Or a bit of both. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.